And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 25th of October, 2016. The great English poet Geoffrey Chaucer, author of the Canterbury Tales, died on this day in the year 1400, and since his birthday is unknown, we remember him on the anniversary of his death. Not a great deal is known about Chaucer. He fought with the English army in 1359 during the invasion of France, spent most of his life in public service. He was a comptroller for customs at the Port of London, commissioner of roads. He was a diplomat. He survived several outbreaks of plague, including the Black Death. Best known for the Canterbury Tales, making a pilgrimage to the shrine of St. Thomas Becket at Canterbury Cathedral, common in Chaucer's time. And in his poem, he has 29 pilgrims, as well as Chaucer himself, setting out from the Tabard Inn, agreeing to a friendly storytelling competition. He never finished the Canterbury Tales, so we don't know which pilgrim was the winner of the contest. It's the birthday of John Barrowman, born in McAlester, Oklahoma, 1914. Wrote 100 sonnets based on an affair he had with one of his students. Then he became famous for a book-length poem he wrote to a Puritan woman who'd been dead nearly three centuries. That was Homage to Mistress Bradstreet. Took him 5 years to write it. He was very meticulous about how he worked on it. He would draft a stanza of the poem in the morning, put it under a sheet of translucent paper so he could see it but not touch it. Then he would stare at it for hours, making notes. And when he was sure he was ready to make the changes, he took out the stanza, wrote in the corrections, stuck it back under the translucent paper, and stared at it some more. He did one stanza each day like that. Homage to Mistress Bradstreet, which begins, "The governor, your husband, lived so long, moved you not, restless, waiting for him. Still, you were a patient woman. I seem to see you pause here still." John Barrowman, who struggled with alcoholism and depression, part of his therapy was to keep a journal of his dreams, and many of his dreams made their way into his poetry cycle, Dream Songs. The first batch published in 1964, 77 Dream Songs. He wrote nearly 400, narrated by a man named Henry. Barrowman said, "These songs are not meant to be understood, you understand. They are only meant to terrify and comfort." John Barrowman was a Shakespeare scholar, professor at the University of Minnesota. His books include Love and Fame and Recovery. Here's a poem for today by Albert Garcia, Park Bench. There should be a park bench. We'll sit next to each other, watching a man throw a tennis ball to his yellow lab, sending and retrieving the dog whose loyalty to task is clear to both of them. I'll say something to start, something I've wanted to say for years, words I've never before been able to put together, and you'll hear them perfectly, my words, like a child's wooden blocks you can hold in your hands, turning them for their modest gleam. What you say comes as a breeze that sinks in my skin, not warm, not cool, just what I needed to feel and hear, like bathwater, like tea. Then we sit, and the dog lopes out again to retrieve his ball. The man waits for what he knows is coming, and the breeze, if there, moves between us, back and forth, silently. A poem by Albert Garcia, Park Bench, from his collection A Meal Like That, published by Brick Road Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists and game designers exploring new ways to research human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.